not too close, but not too far away from the sun, and that other planets in that solar system, the big gas giants, are far away from us, like our big gas giants are way the fuck out there.
And they don't, they're in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, and they, yeah, that's right. And they don't bother us, because if the gas giants are in the Goldilocks zone, they're going to wipe out any rock-like planets like Earth.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big gas giants are far away.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2363 of the BFO 44, right? The 3rd of February 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we got lots of number one fan entries, and I'm going to tell you about my procedure. Yes, you buddy. Hello, coat holders. Fanny, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. Is going well. Y'all, do you know why your coat holders? Big Fanny doesn't have, I don't have any clue. Today, the 3rd of February in 2008, was the very first little show. And y'all, the title of episode 1 of the BFO, it's the end of the 9th year. Y'all, the title of episode number 1 was Somebody Else Can Hold the Fucking Coats. Any vulgar language. It's true. So, anyway, so y'all, that's why you're cold holders today. Yes, Big Fatty. That vermin saw its shadow. And Big Fatty, I'm not talking about the old gal either when I say vermin, that vermin saw its shadow in another 6 weeks of winter. Well, the winter hadn't been really winter, so I think we're all okay with that. Yes, Big Fatty! See y'all, this weekend we have got several different celebrations. Some of them are exiting the birth canal, and others are anniversariums of a sort. Y'all, today, the 3rd of February, yes, Big Fatty, how appropriate that it's also the first day of the BFO back in 2008, and, last year, I believe it was last year, y'all, it was the official adoption day of Danbury Jr., by the number one fan and the flopfo of the BFO. Y'all, I believe that's right, because they had a very, very exciting weekend last year when Brian and Danbury was named the number one fan and the flopfo. Oh, you can't forget the flopfo. So we want to send out congratulations to them on making it through the first year. Just remember, it's the terrible twos now. Fanny. And then, y'all, we've got a couple of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't think either one of these folks listen to the little show, but that doesn't matter. They still exited the birth canal. Y'all, someone who is a long-time podcast. I don't know if he's still podcasting or not. Y'all, it's that Chef Mark. Chef Mark, he used to do the... what was the name of his little show? Remarkably Mark? Is that right? I don't know. Anyway, it's Chef Mark. I think he's up there in the New York City. New York City! Then the other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's on the other side of the continent. Out there in the Vancouver, y'all, it is the... It is the betrothed one to the Faye driver. Y'all, is none other than Mr. X. And then, of course, Sunday during halftime of the Superb Owl. Y'all, we will kick off year number 10 of the little show. And y'all, so that's a lot going on. Big Fatty, that's a lot going on. And with all of those celebrations, I hope there's a big old piece of cake.
It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Tell us about your shit.
That is correct, and y'all, that of course is Digga.
Christ, I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Y'all, that's Digga, and
bag of groceries that needs delivering.
And
taxi that needs driving.
Y'all, that is Digga, and
unbelievable.
Y'all, that of course is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for the colon content bumper. Totally original, never used before, never duplicated. Always a delight to hear your crooning voice, and Big Fatty sounded a little gassy. Well, you know, when it's the colon content report, you know, your move to toot. Big Fatty Mulligan. Y'all, I'd like to say, first of all, I want to say a big thank you to Miss Kitty for taking me for my procedure and bringing me home. Y'all, it went flawlessly. No imperfections. Big Fatty, inside of my butt, and Big Fatty, please. There were no polyps. It was a colossal colon report. Y'all, there were even pictures. There were pictures. Big Fatty, that's not going to be show art. No, we're not going to use it as show art. But anyway, I'm going to take those in and show them to Vader. Big Fatty. Got there, and they got me all. First of all, the prep work was much better this time. Y'all, the Miralax that you mix with the Gatorade, y'all, has no flavor, and so it was the worst part. The 10 years ago was drinking that nasty tasting stuff. But y'all, it was just like drinking Gatorade. But y'all, I gotta tell you, I spent a long time on the Turl. And y'all, you could just see the progress of the colon clearing out. It went from one extreme color to another. Hey, we don't need details. And then I arrived at the place this morning, and y'all, the nurse was as nice as she could be. Got me all checked in and everything, and she says, "All right, Big Fatty, take off your clothes and put them in this bag and get under the sheet with this hospital gown on." And then she, of course, she left. And y'all, she says, "The doctor will be in a moment." Well, y'all, I'm laying there and everything. All of a sudden, this young, good-looking, as Scotty would say, black fella, comes in and says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'm Dr. Fist, and I'm gonna be performing your rectal exploratory hootenanny today." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, he was just as nice as he could be. He had to be in his, I would say, he was in his 20s or whatever, maybe early 30s. So we chatted a little bit, just as nice and handsome as he could be. So that was a good thing. And y'all, then the anesthesiologist comes in, and y'all, he was this good-looking young man also. And I would say he was probably, again, in his late 20s, early 30s, but just handsome as he could be, just as personable as he could be. And y'all, they wheeled me into the procedure room. And y'all, the anesthesiologist gave me propofol, which is what they gave that Michael Jackson. And y'all, I can see why Michael Jackson liked it, because y'all, it was... I was just, I was out, and y'all, the next thing I knew, I was back in my little room going, okay, Big Fatty, wake up. And y'all, I woke right up, and Miss Kitty was in there when I woke up. And y'all, I got a gold star, on my butthole. Hey, you're a vulgar.
It's February content contest month. It's February content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Cause that Peter G and Kathy Marshall of giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February content contest month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
Dig, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, never duplicated, always original. What am I trying to say? Big Fatty, you're trying to say it's a lovely bumper. That's it. And y'all, I just want to let you know that So-So Question Month starts on Monday's little show. And that Peter G has sent me some guidelines here. And and he says, hey, Big Fatty, here's a reminder on the So-So Question Contest rules. People can call, email, or leave you a so-so question in the BFO comment section and can enter as many times as they like. Kathy Marshall and I will pick a winner at random in early March for a really so-so prize. Thanks, Big Fatty, that Peter G. And also, there you have it. It's time for the February content contest of so-so. It's so-so question month starting Monday. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, wait. Maybe I should say... Now, y'all, just a reminder, you have until 6 p.m. Eastern time today for right the 3 of February to get in your entry into the number one fan contest for 2017. All you have to do is send an e-letter, and e-letters only, with a number one fan in the subject line to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And in 25 words or less, tell me why you want to be the number one fan for 2017. Everybody's eligible except Brian and Danbury. And we will choose the winner on Sunday during the Superb Owl. Yeah, I see y'all got more entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all, that Mean King says he wants to be the number one fan. He says, because like last year's entry, sports ball, 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 up to 25, LOL. Man, he's got a one-track mind, it's true. Y'all, that Tim in Alaska says, dearest fat one, I would like to be the number one fan because... bacon. Big Fatty, I hear the price is going up. It's true. Hugs, Tim in Alaska. Thank you, Tim. That's lovely, Tim and Mean King. Y'all, the Flopfo. The Flopfo has entered and says, Big Fatty, I will succeed where Hillary was unable to, going from Flopfo to the number one fan. Big Fatty, watch out for that Flopfo. She's a damn good cook. Yo, she's got one of those, she's cooking in one of those neti pots now or whatever. Nessa, my youngest daughter Nessa says, Big Fatty, what better way to celebrate my return than to be the number one fan? I kid, I just love you to bits. Thank you for being you, Nessa. Nessa, that is so sweet. Y'all, Rob One. Rob One of the Robs has written in and says, to be chosen as the number one fan would be an honor. And y'all, that's Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Yes, spaghetti. An honor and privilege. Rob One of the Robs. Thank you so much, Nessa and Rob One. Of the Robs, y'all, we got another one that yes, Big Fatty, just read it, y'all. It's we've got the Horn Daddy. We got the Haunt Daddy says, Bureau Big Party, I'd like to be the number one fan of the BFO because, number one, it would make Haunt Cubs so jealous, and number two, I look great in a tiara and sash. Beh, Fatty. Wow, exactly 25 words and can express it all. I had 42 more reasons. Love Ron the Haunt Daddy. Well, Ron, that's awfully sweet. Y'all, the turnip head has, by the way, y'all, the turnip head was blown away that he won the January content contest. And I've put him, I've sent him, hooked him up with Gus Chad. Poor Gus Chad! Anyway, turnip head says, pick me, pick me, pick me. Big, fatty, right to the point. It's true. That's the way the, the turnip head is. Y'all, The Haunt Cub has written Big Fatty. He says, good morning, Big Fatty. Please enter me. Big Fatty, okay, enter here. Oh, no, for the number one fan contest of 2017, because I'd like to have some accomplishment besides having a wonderful husband before I kick the bucket. Thank you for calling. All my love. The Haunt Cub, Big Fatty. Now, I bet the Haunt Daddy's embarrassed at those comments he made. Well, maybe so, but Haunt Cub and Turnip Head and Haunt Daddy, thank you so much. Y'all, we've got Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear has sent in an entry, and he says, hey, Big Fatty, no joke. I would like to be entered in your number one fan contest. Jimmy Bear, Big Fatty, you see how he brought in that he does the kerfuffles? He did. He worked that right in. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the mysterious Crone Haven has written and says, the competition for number one fan is far too fierce. I want to be the number three fan for life. Big Fatty, Miss Beaver was almost that for a while. It's true. Y'all, we got an entry from that Larkin. It says, I think I should be your number one fan because instead of listening to you while eating my Cheerios, you put me to sleep Sunday through Thursday nights as your little show post at 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Much love. Larkin, Big Fatty, you're like Pride 48 propofol. Just put them to sleep. That's true. Well, Larkin, thank you so much. Y'all, Casey in Denver. Casey in Denver has written and says, roses are red and, oh, no, roses are big, Fatty, you can't even read it. Roses are yellow and so is pee. The number one fan I want to be. Good luck with the colonoscopy. Today, I go in for the distal radial ORIF. I don't know what that means. That's the fancy way to say reset and put pins in my broken wrist. Y'all, he's got a broken wrist. Cheers and hugs, Casey in Denver. P.S., are there any extra points for typing with one hand? No, but there are extra points for having that giant penis and taking care of it with one hand. Y'all, the number one funky homos is good morning, Big Fatty. I should be the next number one fan of the BFO because I know the tiara would fit on my head, and of course I would look great wearing it. Good luck with your contest and enjoy the colonoscoping. If you get this in time, ask the doctor and nurse. Big Fatty! Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, let me just finish what Jim said here. If you get this in time, ask the nurse or doctor to flick the metal ring around the scope a few times with his fingers while the camera portion is up the rectum. It's a wild ride. Big Fatty, I'm glad you didn't get it in time. And y'all, I've gotten many other entries, and we'll read them on Sunday when the rest of them come in. Remember, Sunday at halftime of the Superb Owl, we'll start off year number 10. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Stinkpot and Peter G from over there at the lot. So, you know, Stinkpot forgot to go do his colonoscopy. And Stinkpot, is there a reason you were afraid to go to your colonoscopy?
Big gas giants are far away.
I can come up there and hold your hand if you want.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.